It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. The lousy economy still weighs on many of you, including members of the class of 2009. Searching for a job in the depths of a recession is no way to start a career, so one new graduate decided not to. I graduated from college with a degree in history in March and chose to join AmeriCorps for a year of community service instead of even trying and look for a real job in this economy. Though the living stipend is low, it is enough to get by, and so far this experience has been life-changing. This economy made me consider a position I wouldn't have otherwise, and I feel that I, along with the community I am serving, have benefited from this decision. That email from Juliet Carpenter McCausland in Kansas City. A younger correspondent took a longer view. Max in Tucson is a member of the high school class of 2009. It's virtually assured that the economy will be better 4 years from now, and it will be much easier for college graduates to get into the job market. One of the best shelters from hard economic times is college, and 4 years is quite enough time to emerge from any recession, hopefully at the top of the economic cycle. And we have a couple of corrections for you. First, we got lost in the numbers on road safety. Joan Claybrook, the outgoing head of Public Citizen, argued for age limits on who can drive motorcycles, but misspoke about which age groups are safest. Based on numbers from the federal government, it is not teens who are involved in more motorcycle accidents. Rather, it's 20-year-olds. And several truckers in our audience pointed out our errors in the way Ms. Claybrook characterized the rules for commercial truck drivers. According to the Department of Transportation, truckers are limited in general to 60 hours on duty in any 7-day period or 70 hours in 8 days. And finally, last week, we spoke with journalist Erin Arvindlund about her new book, Too Good to Be True, The Rise and Fall of Bernie Madoff. During that conversation, Ms. Arvindlund said many of the so-called feeder funds invested with Madoff did not reveal that Madoff was the manager, so many retirees never knew they were exposed. However, this is not true of one company she mentioned, Fairfield Greenwich Group, which, believing Madoff to be a selling point, did list him as the portfolio manager in many of their funds. If you want to listen to any of our previous conversations, you can hear them at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. And if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. That address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.